A man who performed a first-of-its-kind operation on his own mother, on her own kitchen table, is not usually someone we would suggest you be thankful for. But then again, the revolutionary surgeon Dr. William Halsted was not an orthodox person, and today marks 100 years since his death. He had a startling career. Halsted was at the center of many pivotal medical advances, but he also had a darker side to its life, and it's captured in the book Genius on the Edge, The Bizarre Double Life of Dr. William Stuart Halsted. And the author is Dr. Gerald Imber, who is a surgeon himself. Dr. Imber, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Too many things to go into detail on, but can we first talk about anesthesia? I mean, that is near the top of the list of what he has delivered to us, yeah?
Yeah, that's true. You may or may not know, but general anesthesia using ether was something that began in Boston in 1847, and it had been generally used since late in the 19th century. But local anesthetic, everybody is familiar with, anywhere from the emergency ward to the dentist. And the first local anesthetic ever used actually was injectable cocaine, which was used to block the transmission of impulses down nerves, make the area where sensation supplied from that nerve numb. And Halsted came by the use of cocaine as a local anesthetic very serendipitously. In Vienna, there was a very ambitious but unsuccessful neurologist who happened on the use of cocaine and noticed that it numbed the conjunctiva of the eye. That neurologist was some fellow named Sigmund Freud. And Freud was experimenting with it, and an ophthalmologist at his hospital used it for operations on the eye. And it was the first time topical anesthetic had been used for anything. And someone who had observed that and wrote about it in the New York Medical Journal, Halsted read it, and said, wait a minute, you know, we can inject this and make limbs numb, fingers numb, any part of the body numb. We can do operations without the danger of general anesthetic, which at that time was very dangerous. And so at the outpatient clinic at Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan, Halsted, who was a young surgeon, did 1,000 operations under cocaine local anesthetic. But before he did that, he did what all experimenters do. He experimented on himself. He experimented on his colleagues and his students. And they all found that wherever they injected the cocaine, they became numb for quite a period of time. And they began to lessen the dose a little bit. But they all noticed that in addition to getting numb, they got happy. And they started using it at the end of a hard day's work as well. And by the time Halsted had written his papers about the use of cocaine as a local anesthetic, he was addicted to it, and almost all the young people who worked for him and with him were not only addicted to it, but many had died.
And that was also kind of an essential part of his life. I mean, your title describes a bizarre double life, but this addiction is part of the story.
It is. It's a big part of the story, and nobody knows about Halsted except surgeons. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I was a general surgeon first, and I learned about Halsted and his story, and casually people said that, oh, he was a great American surgeon and started surgery at Johns Hopkins, but he was a drug addict.
Well, your book, I guess related to this, portrays this kind of split-screen personality of William Halsted. Can you describe briefly the Dr. Halsted in the OR versus the Dr. Halsted, say, with his friends at the bar?
The Dr. Halsted with his friends at the bar ended after his 5 years or so when he was a surgeon in New York and before the addiction to cocaine. Once he became addicted to cocaine and morphine, he had a personality transformation, and he became very austere, very severe. And although he had a quick wit, it was also very pointed, and he was in no man's imagination a laugh a minute.
Your book has one bold claim that I want to ask you about, that, quote, every individual in America who undergoes successful surgery, I'm raising my hand, owes William Stuart Halsted a nod and a deep debt of gratitude. What do you mean?
Up until the advent of Halsted and the advances that he brought to surgery. Surgery is basically a barber's profession. People died. The only operations that were ever done were done for gangrenous limbs, for amputation, or opening of tuberculous abscesses. He changed the whole face of surgery. He made it into a safe, clean profession, and he saved lives. And the reason everyone owes him a nod is because the surgery that we know today was born of his hands. He is the father of American surgery and the father of all American surgeons.
Dr. Gerald Imber is surgeon and the author of Genius on the Edge, The Bizarre Double Life of Dr. William Stuart Halsted. And we're talking to him on the 100th anniversary of Dr. Halsted's death. Dr. Imber, thank you so much for the time.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And by the way, Peter, that surgery Dr. Halsted did on his mother more than a century ago on the kitchen table removed 7 gallstones successfully. I don't even like pulling splinters from my kids.
I know. Same for me with clipping the nails. So that's a brave guy, a brave mama right there, too.
I choose our profession. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Scott Tong in Washington, D.C.
I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix. It's Here and Now.